This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Welcome back, folks. There was a story reported the other day on WDSU-TV about some of our esteemed candidates that have put themselves out for the public to consider their candidacy for a number of public offices. You will recall over the last couple of weeks I've said that you have to look at each and every one of these candidates very closely, right? Gain a better understanding of who they are, why they are, where they are, where they find themselves in their life at the present time. Thankfully, many years ago, the Louisiana legislature changed some of the qualifications and that you had to be current as it related to your state income taxes. Well, it turns out that we have a number of people, almost every election cycle where they step up and they put themselves out there, that just don't ever seem to be able to take care of their personal business. WDSU reports on five candidates that are being challenged and at the present time. Tyrell Morris, who's a mayoral candidate. Gabrielle Harris Thomas, another mayoral candidate. Kevin Griffin Clark, a Council District D candidate. Willie Miller Jr., a Council District E candidate. Danielle Christmas, a Council District E candidate as well. Interestingly, how do you get around this, you know, in as it relates to their qualifications for public office, being a fiduciary for you, tax dollars, this, that, or otherwise, and they're not handling their own business. In fact, this is an important enough issue. This should be asked at every candidate forum. If within the last 6 months they had to take some action in order to cure requirements for the election of the office that they seek. Because it speaks volumes as it relates to their ability to stay on top of their own even personal matters, right? And if they had to do it in the last 6 months, I mean, it's not required by law, obviously, then you should probably move on. You know, and to figure out where they are, especially when it comes to the filing of this, of state income taxes, right? Be interesting to know if they're current with their property taxes, right? I'd like to know that, wouldn't you? I mean, obviously, they're going to be advocating in the position that they hold that everybody should be paying their property taxes, that those businesses that are acting as a fiduciary, and I'll remind you, sales taxes is an honor system. They collect, businesses collect on behalf of the governmental entity, and they turn that money over monthly, right? If they're a business owner, are they current on the payment of sales taxes? Because if not, you should probably think twice about voting for these people. It's the proverbial, they're not taking care of business, right? They're not going to take care of your business if they're not taking care of their own. It's a good indication of the maturity of the individual and their how they conduct themselves in the business world. I know I, for one, just would not want them representing me. Now, it's one thing if they're in a conflict with local government, right? Maybe they paid in protest or otherwise, but they paid. And that happens a lot of times in the way that people evaluate or interpret existing law. I understand that. But when they out and out just aren't doing it, and you have liens and you have this and you have that, because they refuse to pay or otherwise, or pay under protest or whatever it may be, this is not a good place to start from, is it? Is it really a good place to start from? I believe it's important enough that we should be asking these questions. In the 6 months leading up to your qualifications as a candidate, did you have to go remediate some of your personal business in order to be qualified to run for public office? Because if not, I think the public ought to know. I hear all these candidates talking about transparency this and transparency that, unless it comes to a personal matter for them that don't look so good. All of a sudden, transparency is not something that's worthy to be talked about. It's incumbent upon, I think, the media and others that are going to be hosting these candidates to ask these questions of these candidates and to see whether or not they've had to do a little remediation in order to be able to qualify for public office. I don't think it's so onerous to go back 6 months, right? They should be able to tell you right off the cuff whether or not they did or they didn't. They either is or they ain't. But I do believe it's important enough for the question to be asked. It's a great example of how probative we should be as members of the public when people put themselves up for public office. You have to, it can't just be surface level questions. You got to dig a little deeper to figure it out. I said the other day, you got to really listen to what they're saying, especially if they currently hold public office, about some of these issues, and listen carefully to how they're responding to certain things. You know, especially when they start with, you know, I'm going to remain true to my belief system. And then they go off on a colloquy about what their belief system may be and gain a better understanding of what is it that they're trying to say relative to the issue at hand. Gives you a good opportunity to actually extrapolate that as to similarly situated issues that may come up that may be of interest to you. So you're not so much in the dark about some of what they said, because a lot of these questions simply aren't going to be asked of these candidates. In fact, you know, there are candidates that don't even really put themselves out there in the public purview to be asked questions like this. So hopefully there is going to be a bunch of forums where questions can be asked like this. And I hope some of these folks that are putting them on are listening today You should ask the question. Did you have to do anything to remediate yourself in order to be able to qualify for public office within the last 6 months? If so, what? If so, why? Obviously, these folks decided, they're probably ignorant of the law. They decided to put themselves out there, without remediating this particular issue for them. What's really interesting to me are people that put themselves out to be elected to public office, and they don't even live in a district. Sometimes people don't even live in a state. they're running for public office in the state. It's like, who are these people? What are they looking at? They're not even taking the time to look at the basic qualifications for the office that they're running for. How do you take that person serious? Right?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And if they have a repeated pattern of behavior where they're not staying current with their taxes or their property taxes or their sales taxes or code violations, it's another great question to ask. Right. Have you been cited for any code violations on your property or property that you live in or property that you own, that you're managing, that's out there? If not, if they haven't kept current with code violations and their existing action being taken, you think maybe that warrants looking at that individual again and saying, hey, what's up with that? You know, you lead by example. If you're going to be in city government, which, by the way, is responsible for code violations, right? How do you make other people do it when you may have been subject to that yourself? You didn't stay current. You didn't, comply. It's one thing if they write you up and you immediately remediate it, right? That's how it's supposed to work. And I'm not saying you should ding someone for that. But if you have someone who's got an open complaint and situation filed by the city against you for years on end and you hadn't resolved it, should someone ask what's up with that? I bring that up because we've had that in past elections too. And a lot of times it doesn't come up until the very last waning moments of a campaign when things are tight and the opposition research is beginning to surface and people are looking, to knock somebody down a few points. Well, we should, as the public, we should be asking these questions from day one, so that we can get a better opportunity to understand who this person is about. We shouldn't rely on candidate oppo research. We should do it ourselves. Ask these questions. You're going to be in a position of asking the general public to follow the rules and regulations, the code of ordinance, state laws, federal laws, and otherwise. Is there anything that you have that is going to be a potential issue that's unresolved, that's out there, that we should know about? So we'll see where this will go as it relates to these candidates.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.